of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios with Carl and Bott and Trish Clark in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 28th of January. You know what? We're almost through January.
Yes.
Next Monday,
February. Yeah, what happens to the months, days? Here we go.
7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And, of course, Trish Clark.
Because it's Thursday.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm just doing really nice.
How'd the snow hit you yesterday?
Well, we got a little easier off than you did. We had a nice dusting through the night, but by the time I actually got up in the morning, it was pretty much gone and no
really
residual.
So yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, you know, yesterday.
You guys had lots of stuff.
I had to use four-wheel drive to get up out of my driveway, and my driveway is not that big, as you know.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
But it's at that angle.
Yeah.
That it was just going to turn there, and I put it in four-wheel drive. They hadn't scraped our streets, so down, but when I hit plaster. And then look at it this morning.
Oh, exactly. But we just had a little tiny bit, which I was glad.
Mm. Oh.
I mean, I didn't need to do all that.
Well, I've got a big shout out after you finish the weather.
Okay, but it's 39 degrees in downtown Reading. We're only looking for a high today of 48, a low of 39, and the showers are likely throughout the day. And on Friday, a high of 51, a low of 48, continued a slight chance of rain and partly sunny on Friday. On Saturday, chance of showers, a high of 49, a low of 42, and showers likely. Sunday, continuing showers, a high of 50, a low of 44. On Monday, showers are continuing. It looks like into next week, we're probably going to have a little bit of rain all the way through. But it doesn't look like any more snow in the actual down where we are area. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
So yesterday I get home, and Linda says, does it feel like there's heat coming out of the registers there? And I go over and I went, nah, not really. So who do we call? Alliance Heating and Air. Pam! Half the house cold. And Pam goes, don't worry, Linda. I'll take care of this. And probably 20 minutes later, here comes the technician, their manager, by the way. He comes rolling in there. And he's dressed, Nanuka the North. He is dressed, ready for this. And so he goes outside, and I see him standing there because it's all snow. I see him standing on the bricks, which is covered with snow. He's looking over at the heat pump. And he's just looking at it. And he goes, I see his head drop. And I go, oh, no. When you see the head drop, the head drop means.
Sign of the cross, say a prayer.
Yeah, so I put on my shoes and I ran outside. And the dog, right with me. And we're looking over there. And he's already over there. It's totally iced over. Totally iced over. So, my friends, this is what I learned yesterday. You've got a switch in your heat pump. You know, when it's cold, it runs the refrigerant through the warm area, and it has to reverse. And there's a board in there that tells it to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's hot, it goes the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it works. I mean, I've really simplified it because you're talking to Napoleon's corporal here, and that's the way he explained it. So that board went out. So what you do is when it ices over, like, and see, when it starts to ice over, what it does, that board tells it to switch the refrigerant.
And
so it goes over, and it runs like an air conditioner, which heats up the coils in that area. And then that melts the snow. Well, that's gone. So it just froze over. And what he did was he just flipped on, essentially flipped on the air conditioner and ran it until the until it melted the ice. Yeah, and then flips it back.
Heat.
Warm as toast.
Wow.
Took him like 15 minutes. Great guy. And again, Alliance Heating and Air. What do you expect? They are the premier heating and cooling place, in my opinion, in this town. So thank you a lot, Pam and Martin, for that, because we have people coming over today for like 4 hours for an event. And and I hate to put space heaters under everybody's chair.
And hand everybody a blankie when they come in.
A blankie when they come in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I already have blankie problems with Linda already. She is, I tell you what, that woman is a ninja when it comes to taking blankets. Anyway, so what's going on with you? Besides the fact that you're, what, how many times have you applauded since your president has
say what? Yeah, say no. My we no longer have a president in the White House.
No, you keep saying that.
Well, I'm not.
You're not going to change your mind.
No, I'm not. Because he was not legally elected. What? I'm not convinced of that. And if he wasn't legally elected, he shouldn't be in the White House. So,
but he is.
He is.
So
he is there. There's
he
no
is there. And
well,
he signed more executive orders.
He may
days.
Or may not be there. I'm not even convinced of that. If you look at,
he's there.
Signing blank sheets and doesn't know what he's signing. And I'd like to put a check
Trish.
In front of him at this point.
Trish.
He's an idiot. He knows not what he's doing.
Everybody want a politic on a P, man. I'm still smart, you niggas. The Silver Star found by a notary every day.
Oh, you know what's happening?
We have a robot in here.
What that noise is there's a
robot.
There's a robot in here that belongs to Enjoy the Store. It's been here for a while. And now I've got to figure out how to turn it off. Let's go to a break.
Can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now, and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
It goes on. It goes
Welcome back on. To Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Phone lines here 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by River Common Senior Living. If you've had enough of shoveling your walk, trees.
Turn off your satellite.
Is she on? Okay. Talk more.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Just want to make sure. I couldn't hear you. Okay. Now I can. Was it me?
I think the mic might have some more issues today.
Oh, good. And our engineer just left. Anyway, we will go back and visit it again, or you can reach around there behind you and do your thing. We have found that the wire, after tracing the wires and running all types of tests on it, where it plugs into the compressor.
In there.
It was just a little loose, but we were supposed to put some kind of geotelactic grease on it that held it. So talk.
Okay, I'll talk about River Common Senior Living.
There you go.
Because it's a great place to be, and they take care of everything for you. Meals, you can have your animals there.
They have it all.
You can have your own car there.
All the things you like around you.
All the things you like around you, but you don't have to be responsible for all the maintenance and upkeep that you don't like around you.
There you go. River Common Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. Call 238-5981. Talk to Brian for more information. Say, climate change has gotten into it's been going on for what, a decade? Something like that?
Yes.
Whoa, okay. Turn it down. We're back.
Okay.
Okay. And there's a class that's going to be out at Shasta College. And a gent by the name of Pete Marsh is three different sessions on climate change. And Pete Marsh is going to be teaching that. And Pete's on the line right now. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
Can you tell us what the class is going to be about?
Pardon me. Sure thing. Yeah, we're going to talk through the science of global warming, the impacts, but more the solutions and the economics. And that's my real focus. You know, we hear a lot about oh my gosh, solving climate change, that would be the Green New Deal, right? Isn't that going to cost us $93 trillion? But something we don't hear a lot about is the cost of not solving climate change will be even greater. And that's not me talking. There's a lot of businesses out there moving in that direction. We'll talk more about that. But basically, our goal, we have, like you said, three sessions starting next Tuesday in the evening and the next two Tuesdays after that. And you can sign up at Shasta College's website. And we want to get good scientific information out there and let people know this is, I don't view this as an environmental issue. That's the way it's painted usually. I view it as a pure economic issue. I want my kids and grandkids to have an economy in which they can prosper and a decent place to live.
Well, Joe Biden, with a stroke of his pen, put something like 11,000 people out of work by killing the Keystone Pipeline, which has also offended the Canadians a lot, and that oil is going to end up in China probably. Do you do it by being draconian like that?
So, yeah, it's a great question. There's policy experts on this essentially boil down the ways you can address climate change into three categories. You can do regulations, you can do incentives, or you can do market-based solutions. And I volunteer a bit of my time with a group called Business Climate Leaders, and we're advocating for a market-based solution, which is, okay, just like we put taxes on cigarettes to discourage people from smoking cigarettes, put a tax on carbon because that's creating negative impacts for our economy, and stop subsidizing fossil fuels. And once you put a price on carbon, which basically just prices in the negative externalities, the negative side effects that we know are there but are not being paid for when we make the initial purchase, so once those fossil fuel products get more expensive, the market will react. Businesses, individuals will start changing their buying behaviors. We're seeing electric cars already becoming extremely capable. Mine is much better than any gas car I've ever owned. And so let the market work. There's going to be need for some regulations, no doubt about it, but there's a huge number of economists say that this market-based solution is really going to be maybe the single most effective thing we can do.
Well, you know, John Kerry, while he was flying in his private jet, who is now the new czar, I guess, of climate control, while flying in his private jet, made the statement that people in the oil and gas industry just picked the wrong jobs. Yet 10% of our GDP comes from oil and gas. And yesterday, Mr. Biden killed off the subsidies and stopped and put a moratorium on drilling and doing and searching for oil and gas on federal lands, which has had a significant impact already on the state of New Mexico. He also did that on the Native American reservations. So obviously they believe that their sovereign nation status is gone. I mean, it doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you're saying is that, and you're agreeing with taxing, higher taxes on gas and oil and all that to force people into something?
So you put a couple of things out there. Let me first say I hadn't heard the John Kerry comment that those people chose the wrong jobs. That's really disappointing. I have a lot of respect.
Especially
for
since he was flying in his private jet.
I got that part of it too. But the really significant point that you made right after that was that 10% of GDP is around the energy economy, well, just the oil and gas part of the energy economy, and that's huge, and that's the same across the U.S. and globally. Global GDP is about $88 trillion in 2019. I don't have the 2020 numbers yet. And the U.S. is about a quarter of that. And so to transition that, it's going to be a significant transition, no doubt about it. But talking about doing it instantly is the wrong way to think. It's going to take 15, 20, 30 years. And I like to think about it as the decarbonization of our economy is going to be maybe similar to the digitalization of our economy that happened from the 1980s to recently, right? Think about, you know, before 1980, before the personal computer, before cell phones, the way we did things back then and the way we do them now. Massively different. Decarbonizing our economy basically just means electrify nearly everything. There are a few things that are very difficult to electrify: long-distance aviation, shipping, and industrial processes. But that's only less than 10% of total energy usage. So transportation, building heating and cooling, just like you talked about heat pumps with Alliance Heating and Air. So there's a lot of things we can do. And the change in the way we feel comfortable in our homes or drive our personal vehicles is actually, you know, it's going to feel roughly the same with an electric motor or electric heat pump, but it's going to be cheaper and better for our health, air pollution, and for the atmosphere.
If I understand right, though, we've got the lowest carbon emissions than we've had ever, and that you know, the impact, and let's just say near term over the next 10 years, of us doing this while other countries aren't, and your research, by the way, is really good about how the Chinese have pretty much, well, I shouldn't say pretty much stopped. They're still building coal plants, but they've canceled, you know, many of them, and they're trying to do it with solar. But the you know, the near term impact of this with the carbon-based, that we are on a carbon-based economy here when it comes to vehicles and all this, the amount of carbon we put out as Americans and in this country is really a lot lower than many other nations that are out there. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is. We have been passed probably 5 or 8 years ago. China passed us as the world's leading carbon emitter, and India is creeping up on us. I think it's China, Russia, U.S., and India, I think, are the top four. And there's a really good graph that I show in the class that shows still over the 200-year history of fossil fuel use, the U.S. is significantly the leader in total carbon emitted into the atmosphere over the centuries, but we're no longer leading per year. Yes, our emissions are down slightly. It's closer to a plateau than being down, but that's not nearly good enough. We need to take our global greenhouse gas emissions, carbon emissions, not just flat, but down to zero. And it's a huge challenge. I'm not trying to pretend it's not, but it's nowhere near as difficult as a lot of people make it sound. You do this transition to electrify everything, and that solves a big part of it. And when we talk much more about this in the course, you mentioned one other thing a minute ago, Carl, my support for this carbon tax. And I want to go back to that because, and you mentioned another thing, how do we get other countries to do the same? So this policy that I mentioned that we support, it's called the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act. It was introduced in the last Congress. It'll be reintroduced in this Congress. And it was introduced by a Republican and a Democratic co-sponsor in the House, Francis Rooney of Florida. Ted Deutsch of Florida and Francis Rooney. Anyway, that bill, yes, it puts a tax on carbon, but then the tax doesn't stay in government coffers. It gets redistributed back to the people in equal per capita shares. So it's a little bit like the Alaska Permanent Trust Fund. And what that does is, if I use a lot of gasoline or diesel fuel in my business or in my daily driving.
You mean like if you have a trucking company that delivers goods throughout the United States?
Sure. Yeah.
So you know, you're going to tax them.
My brother-in-law here in Redding manufactures concrete precast, and they do a lot of shipping.
Yeah.
So they're aware of this. They're keenly interested in that Tesla semi truck, as are a lot of people. And you know, that's not even on the market until either late this year or early next year, but they'll be building those in their new factory in Texas. But so this just like everybody else, if we put a tax on fossil fuels and the price of that goes up, then people will start looking for alternatives, and it'll be more economically advantageous to use alternatives. And so that's one thing. Then this dividend that I mentioned, about 98% of the money would come back to the people, but in equal shares. And so people who are still using gasoline vehicles, diesel vehicles, will still be paying the carbon tax. But people who have seen that price signal and shifted to electric vehicles, they will be paying less of a carbon tax, but they'll still be getting the dividend. So the idea is to incentivize people to make the transition, make it early. The way that one thing they do is the tax starts actually quite low at a level, $15 per metric ton of carbon dioxide emitted. That equates to about a dime per gallon of gasoline. And it would go up by $10.
$0.10 per gallon of gasoline?
10 cents per gallon, yeah.
Okay.
And that's in year one, but then the tax starts going up steadily.
Yeah.
And
what about those people that are driving those, you know, trucks and cars that are 6 years old because that's all they can afford?
Yeah.
Isn't this a tax? And we've got to take a break, but so you can think about this one. Isn't this a tax that punishes the people that don't have as much money, the lower income,
middle class population?
And think about that, because I do have to take a break, and we'll come back. Okay. Because I'm asking you questions that you know, are we going to end up with electric cars? I got nothing against electric cars, or trucks, because I drive a pickup truck. Love to have an electric pickup truck that does 160 miles an hour, and, you know, that I can drive 300 miles before I have to, you know, stop at some high-speed charging station. And that gets me going again in 30 minutes. I don't even know if that's right. If it's 30 minutes, if it's 10 minutes,
that's it.
And that kind of stuff. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by something that both Trish and I have, but we don't share. It's our Sleep Number bed.
Great distinction.
You know, 100 hours more proven quality sleep per year. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed features, what it does is, it as you move through the night, it adjusts to you as you move, making your sleep more comfortable, deeper. And you know that a good night's sleep is going to help you the next day, whether you're going to school, you're going to work, staying healthy. And Sleep Number can do that. Sleep Number has been rated both 1 and 2 in their categories, or number one in their categories, by the Consumer Affairs Organization, or Consumer Reports Organization that tests these. And now, you can, during this weekend, don't miss this weekend special. You can save $1,000 on a Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, plus premium delivery and setup when you add a base. Ends Monday, only at Sleep Number stores, and that's in the Target Shopping Center right here. My Sleep Number setting last night was 55. Linda's Sleep Number setting last night was 45 and
55. I rarely change off of mine, and I sleep really well.
You know what? It just, once you find that right setting, and you can adjust it from 0 all the way up to 100 in there. Once you find that right adjustment, you sleep so well. head on down to our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center or look at sleepnumber.com. We'll be right back after these messages with Peter Marsh.
Wait for summer. Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Plus, all winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on January 28th. $15,000 up for grabs. February 25th, two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat. I'm ready. Yamaha ski. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. This month's review is Perdomo Reserve 10th Anniversary. The Perdomo Reserve is a medium to full-bodied blend, giving off notes of dark cocoa, espresso, and ending with a progressive complexity of mineral-rich zestiness. Come down to the shop for your Perdomo Reserve today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, or visit us on Instagram at Tobacco and Brew.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV.
But our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy
savings.
Hey, guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
B&T Satellite is a Dish authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, 7:38 in the morning, about 38 degrees out there.
Yes, that's, and only going to get up to about 48 today.
Yeah, and but the snow is melting, and yeah, I'm watching that. The streets are clear. I could get out of my driveway without four-wheel drive this morning. Carl Bott and Trish Clark here, and this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. They provide preventative care and screening of high-risk patients, working together to provide high-quality care throughout any type of hospitalization. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. We're here with Peter Marsh, and who's going to be teaching a three-part class over at Shasta College about global warming, climate change, and the things that are happening both economically and to our environment there. And when's that class going to be?
Sure. Good morning again, Carl. Our first session is next Tuesday, February 2nd, 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then the following two Tuesday nights as well, same time.
Now,
so three Tuesdays, hour and a half each.
Now, how do you sign up for these?
You go to Shasta College's website, which is shastacollege.edu. Go to their community education section, and they have, you know, a couple dozen different courses there, lots of good things, and ours is one of those. It's in the section called Climate Change.
Now, you have a business, Vector Green Power and Materials,
mm-hmm.
and a solar power. Have you always been doing that, Pete?
No, you know, I transitioned into solar late in my career. I spent 25 years on active duty in the U.S. Coast Guard, graduated from Coast Guard Academy.
Thank you for your service there. I didn't know that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. You know, I tease. I say we think that's just like Annapolis, except a little bit better. But my Navy buddies would disagree slightly. But then I spent 10 more years after I completed my active duty service. I was in the defense industry. I did command and control systems, networking, telecommunications, satellite communications. And I was becoming increasingly concerned about global warming. And I decided I wanted to put my remaining career energy into the clean energy industry. I thought that was the place where we could, any of us can make the biggest impact. And I looked around and, you know, my experience and my professional network were not in this industry. So I kind of just jumped with both feet. I walked away from a pretty decent career and was fortunate to have done well enough to have a little bit of cushion, but I kind of self-apprenticed as a field construction supervisor with a company doing solar installations on agricultural properties up and down the Central Valley. And then I got my own contractor's license and started the business. And it's small. I've chased the work big time. And so I'm doing, you know, a few installations per year, not a high volume. But and it gives me time to do this climate teaching and work as well.
So we have on the line Mark Mazzano, who is one of the Reading City Councilmen, but he's also you're in the hospital, Mark.
Yes, I am.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
You with COVID? Is it COVID?
It's COVID and a little bit of pneumonia, but I'm looking outside at the snow. I think the city sent me their plan, and being from Chicago, I think they had a great plan the last night or so. And with the exception of, I talked to a constituent this morning, getting to the bus stop was a challenge yesterday, but they're getting it. They just got to be patient, and Mother Nature will help.
Today,
I'm listening to your show, and I have to tell you that, you know, I was a cop for a long time, Carl. Everybody knows that. And people say things, and it's water off a duck's back. But when I got elected, I had a constituent accuse me of getting my knowledge base on climate control off the back of a cereal box. And I took exception to that, and I enrolled in the class that they teach at Shasta College. And it was a very enlightening class. Some of it was over my head, I will admit. I'm not an expert. Don't want to be an expert, but I learned a lot. And more importantly, you get to meet people like Pete Marsh and the other instructors that took the time to put that program together, and their graphics and their explanation. They were able to make it so that people like me could understand it, but more importantly, became a resource. And then you remember the controversy over the Tesla. Well, I had a constituent raise some questions, and I was able to call the guys over there that taught the class. They gave me a plethora of information, which I was able to then relate back to the constituent, and she feels better about the city's decision to go green. And that's what I'm learning about, the importance of green canopy. I've lived in Northern California now since 1999, and the summers are getting hotter and the fires are getting worse. And if you don't believe that we as people are contributing to climate change, well, that's your opinion. But there's certainly nothing wrong with working towards reducing these greenhouse gases and the carbon footprint. In fact, in my research, I discovered there's really only about 90 companies worldwide that are the biggest contributors to this carbon problem. And when I lived in Southern California, I remember days on end of not being able to see the San Gabriel Mountains down there in the San Bernardino area. That's nothing that we experience up here in the North State. But I think communities like Redding, all across the United States, and now the National Chamber of Commerce has got on board, we have to do our part. And I think together with some education from programs like Shasta Colleges, we'll enlist the support. And I listened to you guys talking about, the coal. Well, back in the day, hey, let's talk about Thomas Edison and Westinghouse making light bulbs. That's where we started. And then we moved into coal, and then we moved into gas. And I think the instructors are spot on. Now we've got solar and we've got wind. We've never had that. And that's making the battle winnable, if you will. And I don't believe that those people got into the wrong jobs. Those were the best jobs you could have back in that day. But we have to adjust now. If we want to leave this world a better place for our children, then we have to adjust. I'm out of breath.
Okay. Well, look, Mark, I'm gonna let you go. We have to take a break anyway. But I'm gonna let you go. But I appreciate you calling in. And man, I hope you get better quicker. I've seen a photo of you with the oxygen in your going up your nose and all
that
stuff.
Yeah, that's like having a weed blower.
Yeah.
That's the DeWalt weed blower blowing oxygen into my nose. But it's good, Carl. We're gonna turn the corner on this, and I'm gonna be back out there fighting for the people.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Mark.
I appreciate what you do. Have a great day, sir.
You bet. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break here. And if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, this just happens to be right here in my reads. Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and a charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And the thing they handed out to us from REU is it could be up to $20,000. You can save on buying a car and a charging station and all that.
When we come back, I'd like to talk about charging stations and how long it takes and those things.
And our guest is Peter Marsh, who, while he owns Vector Green Power and Materials, which is a solar company, he's teaching a 3-session class out at Shasta College. It starts next Tuesday. And you can learn, and I guess you're going to have yourself. Is anybody else teaching with you, Pete?
Yeah, that's right. Dan Greeny, and he was with CSU Chico for a long time, and he and I are both members of a local group called North State Climate Action, where we're working on this kind of thing as well.
Climate Action, does that mean you go out and put sugar into chainsaws? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Absolutely.
Okay, hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought, me and Sue.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Light, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
We are Women of Vision. We have exciting news. We will no longer be on for Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Our new home will be with North State Now, last Thursday of the month, starting January 2021.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show where every Thursday night a different host highlights people, places, entertainment, local heroes, arts, and Women of Vision.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women. Join us for North State Now, last Thursday of the month, 6 to 7 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trace Clark, Thursday. We're on the phone with Pete Marsh. Pete Marsh is teaching a class out at Shasta College. It's 3 sessions. It starts, first one's next Tuesday. It's about climate change and things you can do about that, or how the world is changing around us. Now, Trisha's got it.
Well, my question about the charging stations is, how long does it take to charge your car when you pull into one of these places?
Sure. I drive a Tesla Model 3, had it for a little over 2 years now, close to 40,000 miles, and about half of those miles, probably 60%, we've charged at our house overnight. You know, so we pull into the driveway or pull into the garage, plug it in, and walk in the house, and tomorrow morning the battery's full. That's really convenient because I never spend time at the gas station again as long as my driving pattern is just around town. But when I go on a road trip, and we've done quite a few road trips from Redding to Seattle where my parents live and to Los Angeles and Long Beach where my son lives and Bend, Oregon. So we've been up and down the mountains in the high desert. And so let's say I drive to Seattle, 600 miles from Redding. It's about a 10-hour trip of road time, right? And if I had my gas car, I'd have to spend a minimum, say, 5 minutes stopping, filling the tank, and then getting in and getting going. Now, you know, those of us of a distinguished age, it's probably been a long time since our bladder let us do that kind of trip. But so in our Tesla, we stop twice to charge. The car has a range of about 300 miles in optimum conditions, you know, when you're doing 65, 70 miles an hour and not running the air conditioning, that kind of thing. In reality, we get more like, you know, 260, 250 miles on a battery charge. And so, you know, by the time we've gone 200 miles, it's getting down to a quarter of a tank kind of thing. We pull in, we charge for about a half hour, and then we get another 200 miles, charge for another half hour again, and that's it. So it's basically a little over an hour of charging to get that 600 miles, and that's worked out really well for us. We've done 10 road trips like that, either north or south.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Dr. Danuka, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I know we have a very little time and I'm driving, but I wanted to make a brief comment. This topic of climate change needs a more time, and I'll be happy to come and debate anyone on this topic of climate change and the solutions the government is presenting. But briefly, I would like to mention a few facts. Number one, the centrally planned, government-mandated economic control does not work, and the solution proposes often leads to more problems than it solves. It has led to devastation in our North State's economy of timber and in the other industries and manufacturing. Number two, solar and wind are at best inefficient and unreliable energy, and all the electricity, or most of the electricity, still comes from coal or large-scale hydroelectric electricity plants, which in the state of California are not considered carbon neutral. Even the dams, large dams, are not considered carbon neutral, and that has led to a devastating effect on our electricity production and electricity distribution, leading to the fires as well as the problems with the PG&E. Number three, any discussion about solution to climate change has to include small module nuclear reactors, which are the only way you can harness the energy efficiency. So I just wanted to mention these things, and I would love to come and debate anyone on this topic sometime.
Well, you know what? Maybe we can set something up like this, because there are very salient points on both sides, that's for sure. Thanks a lot, Dr. Danuka. Be careful out there.
Thank you.
Pete, I'm going to let you have the last 3 minutes here. I when we get phone calls, you know, obviously Dr. Danuka has been studying this also. And
yes,
it's the thing about it is, with the charging stations, and they're supposedly going to be building another million charging stations out there. You know, charging stations, but they get their power from someplace. And you're saying it's going to all be from wind or solar power, which pushes them into batteries. Is that true?
I haven't said that. I am a big proponent of wind and solar, and I've read there are quite a number of studies out there that talk about the feasibility of getting to an electric grid powered by 100% renewable energy, wind and solar. A lot of people, some of the studies say, yep, it's feasible to get to 100% with minor enhancements in technology above what we already have. Others say, no, but 80 or 90% is very straightforward. I'm in the camp that says 80 or 90% is pretty easy with today's technology. To Dr. Danuka's point, I support, at the very least, keeping our existing nuclear plants running. I think that's critically important. I'm in favor of lots of research into the small modular reactors he mentioned, and nuclear is one of the safest forms of power that we've ever invented. Far fewer accidents than in the coal or oil or gas industries, and solar and wind are also very safe, and nuclear is carbon free. Let's see. real quick,
another shout out to Shasta College.
Another shout out to Shasta College. Go to their website, shastacollege.edu. Go to community education. Sign up for the class. Invite me or my friend Dan Greeny or me and Dr. DeNuca to come to your group, your Rotary Club, your church, your whatever session, and give a short presentation, 10 minutes, 20, 30 minutes during your lunch meeting, that kind of thing. We'd love to get the word out. And last is, other countries around the world are moving in this direction of a clean economy also. The policy that I mentioned earlier, the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act, has a really neat feature where the U.S. would not be on its own. We would apply that tax to imports from other countries, and we would keep the tax on their products. So they would quickly be incentivized to implement their own carbon policies and avoid that tax.
Okay, we are out of time. So next Tuesday at Shasta College, go to shastacollege.edu to find out when the class is going to be and where. Pete Marsh, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Okay, hey, we're going to break for the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
For 2020 as a whole, a year when the coronavirus inflicted the worst economic freeze since the end of World War II, the economy contracted by 3.5%. The coronavirus also clouded the outlook for the coming year. The economic damage followed the eruption of the pandemic 10 months ago and the deep recession it triggered, with tens of millions of Americans left jobless.
Correspondent Jeremy House says 847,000 Americans filed for unemployment last week. Homeland Security warning of a domestic terrorist threat.
The National Terrorism Bulletin does not cite a specific threat or plot, but Homeland Security officials point to a heightened threat environment across the United States that they believe will persist following President Biden's inauguration. DHS warns of the potential for lingering violence and additional attacks stemming from the Capitol riot earlier this month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Northern California blasted by a powerful winter storm, strong winds, torrents of rain in some spots, a lot of snow elsewhere. In Southern California, Brittany Callen keeping a close eye on that storm.
I just don't want to be the person that ignored warnings. I'm not that concerned, but I know it's definitely, I don't want to be silly and not ignore what is definitely a possibility. I'm thinking optimistically, but I know that I have to still be realistic.
She spoke with ABC 7 in Los Angeles. Wall Street, the rally picking up steam. The Dow's now up 527 points. NASDAQ ahead 150. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
A World Health Organization team is starting field work in China, fact-finding mission to look into the origins of the coronavirus.
13 disease experts emerged from a two-week quarantine in the central Chinese city of Wuhan. As they began the first of their face-to-face meetings, the U.S. and China traded warnings over the nature of the WHO visit. China's foreign ministry said the United States must respect facts and science and respect the hard work of the WHO team. That's after the White House called for a robust and clear probe into the origins of the virus, which was first recorded in Wuhan. It took months for the World Health Organization to gain entry into China, and it's believed they're following a tightly controlled itinerary.
The BBC's Celia Hatton. Several allies and supporters of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny have been detained in Moscow after last weekend's mass protests. News and analysis, townhall.com. Apple has another update for iPhones and iPads, but this one comes with an extra sense of urgency.
Apple says this update is intended to fix security flaws that might have been actively exploited by hackers. In a rare note suggesting it was a serious threat, Apple provided little detail about its nature. The company credited anonymous researchers for pointing out the vulnerabilities, saying one affects the kernel. That's the nerve center of Apple's operating system, iOS. Two others affect WebKit, the web browser engine used by Safari and other apps. The update is for several generations of iPhones and iPads, starting with iPhone 6. I'm Ben Thomas.
Nissan is recalling more than 354,000 Pathfinders worldwide, some for a second time, because the brake lights can stay on all the time. The recall covers certain Pathfinders from the 2013 through 15 model years. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room here, as many have every morning. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, Jared's at the helm in there and just doing a wonderful job. What else? Oh, the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Trish has the weather.
And it hasn't warmed up a bit. It's still 39 degrees in downtown Reading. We're only looking for a high today of 48 and a low of 39. Showers likely throughout the day. And on Friday, a high of 51, a low of 40, continuing showers. And on Saturday, continuing showers, a high of 49, a low of 42. Right on through the weekend, a high of 50 on Sunday, and on a low of 44. And on Monday, a high of 51. We need the moisture. I can do without the snow on the valley floor. I hope we're not, that's not going to return, but, we need the moisture. And so, tell everybody to really watch out there. There's a lot of trucks around. We've got the road closure, up above Reading. When I came by Knighton Road this morning, there are trucks parked on both sides of the road from the Knighton Road exit almost up to Bonnyview.
Wow.
I mean, okay. There's a lot of trucks out there, so if you're out and about, be really careful. The roads are a little slick in some areas, so please be careful. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
On my way home yesterday, about 3:30, 4, which is about the time I usually get home, there were four REU trucks at the end of my street. Everybody was out. Some of them were up on top of the poles. Others were, you know, doing things. We didn't get a power outage that I knew of. So we had some, but REU was on top of it. And during the show yesterday, we said, you know, you had power outages here, but they were back up. So I don't know what they were doing there.
Yeah.
But that was a lot of trucks in one spot, so it must have been something, because I know that they're efficient. So I wonder what caused that.
I was surprised that we didn't have power outages. We had a few isolated ones throughout Shasta County, but nothing major. And we did get a fair amount of snow throughout the area.
Right. Okay, let's go to the phones. Diane, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Diane.
Hi. Am I on the air?
Yes. You are. You're on the air with Carl and Trish.
We are down at 900 Locust Street in the parking lot with a drive-through food giveaway, and we have lots of food. We are connected with Connect America and Mercy Oaks, so we have food from them, plus we have food from our members. We're with the Democratic Women Clubs and the Democratic Central Committee.
Okay.
And I think people think it's been canceled because of the weather, but we are here giving out food, and there's no requirement. You just come down and say you need food, and we'll help you out.
So you're talking the Locust Street parking lot. That's down where the old Montgomery Moore building used to be.
Well, we're right behind Jack's. It's the IBEW Electrical Brothers Union Hall.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It's in their parking lot.
Oh, and that's behind Jack's?
I'm sorry, R&R Meat.
That's okay.
Yeah, okay.
That's
meat.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Because you had me confused there for a second, which is easy to do, but
no, I'm more confused than you, trust me. But it's, I think that cross street is East Street.
Right, it is.
And Locust, and it's just a couple houses down. We can drive through, and we'll load them up.
So if you're having food problems, Democratic Party here?
It's the Democratic Party and the Democratic Women's Club.
Okay.
But we are giving food to everyone.
Good.
This is not a political event. This is our fourth month, and we just probably didn't get the word out, or people are kind of afraid of the weather. But we are going to give food out until it's gone today. So we appreciate any word that you can get out.
Well, probably thinking it's been canceled because of the weather, so this is a good opportunity to let people know that you're there, rain or shine.
That's right. We are here, rain or shine, and people have been here. We've been loading up food since about 7 o'clock, and then we loaded bags yesterday. So we have lots of food to give away, and I sure hope people come down. And so we can share and support the community.
Okay.
And, good for you. Thank you so much for calling.
And, Diane, in the future, get a hold of us, and we'll be more than happy to publicize events like this. So,
oh, thank you so much.
It's always free. Come on the show and talk about what you're doing, why, and all that, and then we'll push it. So in the future, please do that.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks,
really,
Diane.
You have a great day.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, you know, I thought Harris was going to be with us this morning. And you know what? She probably has left a message on my phone. And my phone is not with me. And we were just talking about it. Oh, hell, my phone's not here. Well, it used to be, if you didn't have a phone, people could get a hold of you. They'd call your work or something like that. So, Trish, if you're listening, please give us a call at 605-4567 if you're held up by weather or something. And I'm sure that there's a good excuse, because I really, you know, Trish is one of those people that went to the January 6th. We already had somebody on talking about it, and that they went there
to the January 6th rally support.
Yeah. Had nothing to do with what happened later and going into the. Going into the halls of Congress there. And I guess there's like about 100 people that did that. And, you know, they've arrested like 72. They just arrested one down in, Sacramento or something. And here's the thing. The people that did it obviously were not as well trained as Antifa and those groups. Because these people were not wearing masks. And they took selfies. And then they published it on Facebook.
But
now, when you do something like that and you're carrying the podium out of Nancy Pelosi's office and you're waving with a big smile on your face, I mean...
Carl, the issue there is it's pretty well been pretty factually documented, even by the network stations, that this was the people who went inside, that was pre-planned, pre-arranged. They show the guards actually opening the entrance.
I think that many of them were, but I think there were other people that went in.
Okay, yeah, and I don't question that. So you had a pre-planned event that didn't have anything to do with the Patriot group getting together.
No, but that was separate.
And that was separate. So when those people who had pre-planned, they knew they were going in, and they were then natural curiosity took over with some other people who were walking down there. Everybody's going in. Well, shoot, I think I'll just go in as well. Those people went in and did stupid things. But they even commented about the fact that those people that were just kind of wandering around going, wow, this is cool. I didn't know we'd get to go inside the place. And they were taking selfies and they were taking pictures and they were abiding by the ropes and the things that were there.
I agree.
So was there people who got out of control? They've pretty much established that all of that started prior to the time that the people that were listening to the speech that the President Trump was giving even left to start down there. So I'm not
arguing about that.
Yeah.
But once you went in there, they got, you know, the very least they have is trespassing. But I agree with you. I think there were people that saw people were going in, and they just followed them in, thinking, okay.
What the heck?
The ones I saw that were inside the gold ropes taking photos. It was like a tour. However, I had also seen the other ones with clubs and long pieces of metal pipes were banging on doors. And
they've
slamming.
Not proven that any of those were part of the Patriots.
It doesn't make any difference. What I'm saying here is...
Well, it does if they're going to impeach President Trump for inciting his people.
It'll never happen.
Well, I know that, but the point is there is enough evidence to prove that this was not it's being painted to be.
I'm not arguing that.
I understand that.
But as soon as you go in, that was the mistake. Whether you followed a group of people in and watched the lynching, I didn't have anything to do with the lynching. I was just there. However, you went in, and those people, they're going to get them for trespassing. The ones the latest one is he went into McConnell's office and took a bunch of papers out of there and was talking about it, put it on Facebook. That's theft. And made a huge mistake when they did that. I'm talking about people that aren't violent, that weren't there to destroy things, but then let their exuberance or whatever overtake their common sense.
Would it not be a whole lot easier for the general public to take if, in fact, those same criteria were applied, let's say, to people that they have photographs of burning buildings, routing through, destroying stores? They didn't even have masks on at that point. You've got pictures of people burning down buildings, opening cash registers, tearing up things, people being damaged, and they have never even been arrested, let alone if you go along with a crowd, you're going to get in trouble. Wouldn't it be easier for the general public to accept if the same criteria were used in both situations?
Well, of course, but that's not the way it is.
Why can't we be upset and continue to be upset? I refuse to accept the double standard.
Well, that's neither do I.
I will not say, they should be punished. No, they shouldn't. Not if you're going to – they went in, they did something stupid. Let them go. We're going to let them go for burning down buildings and destroying places, but we're not going to let them go because they went into a building because it was the Capitol, because it was a what big deal. It's the people's house. It's not theirs.
When the people's house is under siege by 100 or so people, and where they take and they keep Congress from acting, then it goes beyond besides saying it's the people's house.
The people's
Somebody's breaking through a door and comes in and gets shot, tragically. But there were elected representatives in that room.
Big deal.
Well,
they are our employees. They are not special people.
They are our elected representatives, and the job of the security there, which was at the very best shoddy, is to protect those people.
That's exactly right.
And it's the same thing if you're in the Board of Supervisors and the same thing happened and the marshals and the sheriffs took you back into another room because you had people that were invading in there and somebody gets killed because they refused to stop. There's no difference. The county courthouse is the people's house too.
Well, I concur with that, but it still is not more significant, more important than if it were Cattleman's Restaurant and their staff is being threatened.
And if you have security guards there,
and those lives are every bit as important.
Absolutely. I'm not saying it's one life is more important than the others. What I'm saying is when it gets to that point and there's deadly force used and there are people that die from the results of this,
then they need to be punished as they do if there was deadly force in one of those other instances in the Summer of Love and the picnic up in Portland and what have you.
Those people need
to be punished in the same manner.
Yes.
Under the same laws because we are one country.
And the mayor of Portland actually pepper sprayed somebody got in his face. Yeah. I can't believe this. This is the mayor of Portland who refuses, who backs down on everything. Anyway, we have to take a break. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, which is very more calm and controlled than we are this morning.
Judy Maxwell is such a delightful, controlled, professional individual.
Isn't she?
Yes.
And people hear her spot, and they think, Linda says, I hear the music, and this is Judy Maxwell. I mean, right then, your whole day kind of gets a little better.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like hearing, I'm Dolly Parton. I mean, it's kind of like your day just gets better. And the reason it gets better is because Judy and her people – at Maxwell Insurance and Financial know what they're doing. They are calm. They are a common influence. They are a stable influence when all these other things are going crazy around you. And Maxwell Insurance and Financial, they've been helping people since 1993. Give her a call at 221-0441. They're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Anything you want to know about insurance or your financial climate is located right there. We'll be right back after these messages. 39 degrees, 8:19 in the morning.
This is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 605-4567 is our phone number. 39 degrees out there. Cloudy, going to be raining later on today and tomorrow. It's raining right now, it looks like. And in fact, it's going to be raining through the weekend. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, an Anderson-based business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And Foreman's Jewelry is bringing us a segment. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, our favorite place to go to, and it's located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, open Monday through Thursday, 9:30 to 4. Let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Carl. Hey.
Hey.
Chris, first of all, are we going to have breakfast on the 1st?
No, we are not. You know, I'm going to let it go one more month, and then I think I'm going to say that March 1st, given everything, we're going to open it back up for the breakfast on March 1st.
At the
Frontier Senior Center in Anderson.
It's a great breakfast. You like sausage, not sausage, but gravy and biscuits?
That's good stuff.
It's the best.
Well, listen, the church across from the White House that they burned, I think that was a sacred place. I'm not sure that the Capitol is a sacred place, but it is to be respected, yes. However, this is like you've got three kids. Somebody did something wrong. They all say they didn't do it, so you punish all three of them. This is exactly what they're doing.
Well, that was the same thing the city council did when they cut off all people being able to talk and address the council, because
right.
A few of them did it, so they punished them all like you would when a kid does it, so you punish all the kids. I mean, it's mass punishment, and it's stupid, and it doesn't work.
Well, that's right. And, Trish, I agree 100% with what you're saying.
Thank you, Roberta. Love you, too.
Bye-bye. Well, here's my thing is, the vast majority of the people there, and there were 100,000 people easily, didn't do anything wrong, didn't even know what was going on.
That's not their modus operandi.
And yet
people here
in town are outing people.
Exactly.
They were there, so they're an insurrectionist. That is just BS. It's just BS. And then they try to hurt their businesses. And, it's this thing where, we're not trying to hurt their business. We're just letting people know what kind of people they are. Well, there's 76 million other people just like the people here.
The problem with why all of us are, we've tried desperately to go through this process and remain calm, cool, and collected. Many deep breaths, if you will. Well, the other side has continued to stir the pot, be hostile, go out, get in their face. You see them in public, get them out of there. They don't belong in our restaurants. That rhetoric that has gone on for the last 5 years from the other side, ever since President Trump was elected. And he is still the last legally elected president in this United States. But all the way through that, their rhetoric and their vehemence and their absolute evil conversation about how we, the people who support Donald Trump, should be treated. And then to turn around and no matter what happens to try to say that we now all need to be punished for this insurrection in the White House makes absolutely no sense. Can the people who support that other side, can they not see the difference between what Donald Trump said, go march peacefully to the Capitol and support your elected officials in making a good decision and get in their face and yank them out of places and run them out of restaurants? Can't they see the difference in the conversation?
And this is the thing, Mad Max, Maxine, that was saying that. Get in their face. You don't want them there in these. Yell at them at
get
the restaurants.
Yeah, throw them out of restaurants.
If that's not inciting violence, what is? And, are we investigating Maxine Waters, who doesn't even live in the district that
or Kamala
she
Harris, who paid the fines for people that were arrested for burning down buildings? That's not inciting riots?
Let's go to the phones. Don, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'm not from here to talk about politics. I'm here to talk about some emergency food giveaway that people can take advantage of right now until 10 a.m. at 900 Locust Street.
Diane called.
Food and nobody's in line.
Diane called just a few minutes ago. Don.
Fresh food and canned food.
Okay.
Don, Diana just called just a few minutes ago and told us all about that.
We didn't know.
Oh, then you did it. Yay.
Yes. Okay. Now, Don, and I told Diane this. This comes up in the future, and I'm sure it will. Get a hold of us.
Ahead of time.
We'll get you on the show. We'll talk about it, and then we'll advertise it.
You know that.
Hope we get people down there to come and take advantage of it.
I might come down.
Well, do it, and then give it to a homeless person.
Well, you know what? Why don't you load your car up with it? And then if you go down to right behind where Moore's Flower Company is.
Oh, beyond that gravel pit. Yep.
Yep,
over there.
Right there. Right. Just take.
Load the car up and take it down. They'll be there.
Yeah, they don't have the trucks to break into anymore at Don's.
Stop that.
Okay.
They were once great people until the depression of the last 4 years hit them.
The oppression. Oh.
Thanks for calling, Don.
I love you, man. Okay. Hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. I love Don. No, I do. He calls in. You know, this is a man who's passionate what he believes in. And I admire passion in people. I may not agree with it, but I would never condemn them for their thoughts.
Oh, absolutely not. This is what it's all about. And we all have a right to our opinion.
And at least, I would say at least 70 million voted for Mr. Biden. At least 70. Oh, you keep, yeah, you know what? Anyway.
Not anywhere near.
Oh, what, five people?
Oh.
One from Shasta County and two from Chicago?
40 million.
Where'd you... This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, who do not take stands when they're cutting your hair. You just good, great haircuts, whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, a Greenie, whatever political party you are, just go down to Cypress Square Barbershop. You get a guaranteed a great haircut. The only place I've had my haircut in Redding. They work on appointments, and you give them a call at 244-9478. It's Man's Last Stronghold. I can't say enough about it. Better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. We'll be right back. 8:30 in the morning, 39 degrees out there.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
If you think mainstream media is telling you the truth about critically important issues, think again. Do you want factually verifiable answers to your questions? The Real News Q&A Hour on KCNR Radio, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. will provide factually verifiable answers to your questions. Tune in or call to join in the conversation. Let's fill in the blanks to the questions mainstream media refuses to even ask. This is Dane Wigginton with GeoengineeringWatch.org.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday, the 28th of January, 8:35 in the morning, 39 degrees out there.
Can you believe there's only 30 days left in this month?
No. No.
That's insane.
30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31 except February, which has 28, and I can't remember the rest of the rhyme. But here it is. Yeah. The eagle poops, if as we used to put it, on paydays. And you'd always want to get a payday before a weekend.
Yeah.
And so we will this weekend. They pay us on Friday because payday's Monday and the money has to be in there on the 1st. So they pay you on a Friday. The worst thing is going on a long weekend and having payday the day after the long weekend.
Well, for sure.
Oh, so anyway.
Yeah, but then you have a lot more money left for the rest of the month.
There you have, and that's what Cornerstone Community Bank does. It moves local dreams forward. It helps you in your planning and helps you on doing things like starting businesses, buying those houses, all those things. And they're just leaders when it comes to helping businesses with the Paycheck Protection Program that's coming up again. Community-oriented, community-owned, local board of directors, locally run, three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one at 1845 California Street in the heart of downtown Reading, and the other at 192 Hartnell Avenue, the main branch there, in the O'Reilly Shopping Center. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning.
Morning. Person that was on there advertising his Shasta College class.
Yep.
Yeah. He doesn't know where the power comes from. The power probably comes from a natural gas-fired power plant. Our power plant. That's about it. The nuclear power plants are going offline. They're too old. He doesn't realize all those solar panels out in the desert, you've got tens of acres of nothing but those reflective solar panels that kill dozens of birds a month because the heat sink there is about 150 degrees. They fly low enough over it, they just die, they just fall. And these windmills they have by Bernie over here that are made by Siemens, by the way, German company. I tell you, the fidelity of the birds flying into those crops. And Dr. Danuka is right. There's a lot of pollution in air, ground, and water, manufacturing, and junking the so-called green material. it doesn't come free. And you can't recycle it that easily.
You know, Richard, I've had the question. You seem to know. I've had the question when I look at the solar panels. We know we put those up, and they only have a certain lifetime. What in the world are we going to do with all those solar panels when they're big, they're huge? What are we going to do with them?
And that last thing, I'd like to go.
You're breaking up there, Richard. We're losing you. Hello?
Yeah, I tried it at Shasta College. That it was mediocre work. I was in my late 40s. I was trying something different. I took pipe welding, couldn't do it at all. Those men are highly skilled. You don't tell them to go to China to make the components for the solar panels, and they'll be just fine. They need to continue in their skilled work, period. Pipe welding is a craft. It's not just some job burning rods and rods.
No.
And those guys were highly skilled.
No, you're absolutely right, Richard. Good points.
I would like to see somebody in politics take some blue-collar job, train for it, and see how they do when they're in their late 40s.
Yeah.
They just talk all this stuff.
And then tell you.
Buttigieg or whatever, and all these people. They just talk.
They don't.
And they never go into anything new and completely different.
Richard,
they just want you to.
Okay.
What you have to understand
is
that those people in those jobs, they don't see us. They live in their world. They know what they do and how they live and how they have all the things they want. They literally do not have a clue how the average American person lives in their situation. Their
I imagine. You know, I remember Brian Daly saying this years ago, and he would also repeat it that of all the people that were in there in the assembly, only three of them actually of that whole assembly, only three of them actually were business people that wrote paychecks to people. The rest were something else, and they didn't. You know, they didn't
have a clue.
They didn't have a clue on how businesses even worked and what they needed. And here lies the problem. In the military back in the 70s, we started bringing staffers out to Quantico, Virginia, to introduce the staffers to the military. You know, right, driving around tanks and let them see how things worked and put on demonstrations for them. And the reason we were doing that was because the number of congressmen and senators who had served in the military was dropping dramatically.
And now there's none.
Well, there are. There's
a
number
of men,
but not a lot. But it was even worse, though. Was the staffers had never been in the military, and since the staffers are the one to do all the research and tell them what to say, you needed to get to people so they would understand what the military did. And so we would do this on a regular basis. However, what we have here is, with the stroke of a pen, Joe Biden stops the XL pipeline, and whether it's 600 jobs right now or it's going to lead to 11,000 jobs, it's gone. And then he bans fracking. Leases on federal lands. He's stopping that. And the state of New Mexico has sent a letter who supported, by the way, supported Joe Biden and said, wait a minute. You know, we're not a rich state here. And when you do that, you're taking millions out of our economy. And this is going to have a severe impact on the people of New Mexico. They don't care.
They don't get it.
We're going to stop fracking. We're going to stop this. And natural gas has become a go-to energy source that doesn't have, you know, it's not coal, it's not oil, it's natural gas. It burns a lot cleaner. But those are running the generators and the hydro, which is not a renewable asset. Nobody would be able to tell me why that is. Nobody's been able to explain that one. Will be, you know, it gives us electricity. Now, the one with the electricity to run all of these electric cars, electric trucks, electric generators, everything it's coming from solar and wind, we're not there yet. We're not even close to there yet. And if you put a carbon tax now on gasoline to force people to drive less or force them into buying an electric vehicle. You know, it, the impact it has on the working man, the working man who is middle class or lower middle class, or even the poor that are working, is a huge impact. And yet they, these people get paid every 2 weeks. It doesn't make any difference. Fauci made $450,000 a year, the highest paid government employee. Fauci.
Carl, here's the issue. He talked about the tax, as you indicated, and that's how they got people to stop smoking. What they don't tell you is the rest of the story is what happened to those tobacco tax monies that they came up with. And if, as government does, if you put a tax on, they figure out a way to spend it. And what they did then is they created all these new programs based on all this tobacco tax that's coming in from all these places. They built all these programs. They financed buildings. The county financed the county administration building with tobacco tax revenues. All these programs were set up in all the local jurisdictions based on tobacco tax. Well, any idiot can say if you're putting a tax on to get people to stop smoking, that that tax eventually is going to go away if it's working, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you're doing all these smoking cessation programs and you're doing all this stuff. Well, then what happens when all that tobacco tax, because you've got people to quit smoking, what happens to all those programs and all those people that you've employed and all these things that you've set up and all this debt that you've encountered based on the revenue from tobacco tax?
And you know what?
We never hear the rest of that story.
Well, it's
and,
not.
And now they're doing the same thing with that. But
yeah.
You can't tax your way out of these situations.
No, but the state of California believes they can, which is why the state of California, in probably another 2 or 3 years, your taxes are going to go up and up and up. Why? Because that major businesses, Tesla,
they're all going out of state.
Hewlett Packard, all these, they're moving.
They're
and they're
gone.
Taking
their jobs,
they're taking
and their
billions of dollars of taxes with them. Richard, we are going to get to you right after the break. It's 39 degrees still, and it's 8:45 in the morning here on Thursday, the 28th of January. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We'll be right back.
In an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Plus all winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on January 28th. $15,000 up for grabs. February 25th, two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat. From Reading, Yamaha Sea-Doo. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Huddle up, team. Black Bear Diner is announcing their all-star lineup of fan favorites, starting with chicken fried steak as the ultimate utility player for breakfast or dinner. This one plays any way you want it. Choose a 10-ounce Bigfoot or 5-ounce Bear Paw, and then add eggs, biscuit, and potatoes for breakfast, or potatoes with country gravy and seasonal veggie for a comfort food dinner that'll last throughout the game. Head to blackbeardiner.com to choose chicken fried steak for your next meal. Open for carry-out, delivery, or outdoor seating, weather permitting.
South Virginia, don't let me wait. Catholic girls start much too late.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Don't call because all the lines are busy right now. And Trish Clark and Carl Bader here. It's 39 degrees. It's 8:50 in the morning. Let's go to Richard. This is the other Richard. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Richard. Everybody. How's,
good morning, Richard.
How's my volume?
Great.
Let me tell you what I really like about your weekly lineup. What I like most is Thursdays, and let me tell you why. Because there is debate occurring between you and Trish, and I love it. Debate. It gets the intellect stimulated, gets people thinking, and it would be really nice if we could have further debates with some of your guests, although I think it would scare most of them away, because I don't think most of them are brave enough to have an actual debate. But your climate guy, oh my gosh. There's so much information out there that absolutely refutes everything he says. Brian Sussman's book, Michael Savage, Mark Levin, and they're going to say, well, those aren't peer-reviewed items. You know what? All the peer-reviewed folks, they're bought, sold, and paid for by government contracts, government research grants, etc. That's why you need independent information regarding climate change.
And so, Richard?
Anyway, it'd be really nice if we could have some further debate throughout the week with some of your guests. I think it would draw more people. So,
Richard, I would say that, you know, there are peer-reviewed scientists out there that are on the other side of that. They just never get the focus because they're not the media doesn't want to support them. But I've read several peer-reviewed studies from other scientists that combat exactly what this gentleman was saying.
And the other thing, Richard, is Dr. DeNuca offered to come in here. And you know what? I'm going to offer that to Peter Marsh. And we'll have two educated gentlemen sitting there talking about this and let people make up their own minds.
That would be great. That's what makes good talk radio, is debating, not one-sided brainwashing.
Why you try to get different sides in here. And then what I really like, if I bring somebody in here and you don't agree with it, you give them a call and you tell them why. And then let them defend their point of view.
That's good.
So, Richard, thank you so much for the phone call.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Richard. Okay. Gene, good morning. You're up.
All right. In regards to what you're talking about is energy and electric cars and everything, last night on, and I'm having a brain fade this morning, but George Norrie, the old Art Bell program.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, they had an energy expert on, and he's been in the business for 40 years, and he was very, very interesting. And he talked about, with the electric and all of this stuff, and he said, and the one thing that I can really point out was, he said, go look up on your computer and look up Congo and cobalt. And he says, because he says, it's these little boys over there that have to go into these cobalt mines because they're so small. And he says, they are mining the cobalt out of the Congo. And And he says, and also, so if you want to take and think about what you're doing to, you know, to people, that's one thing. And he says, and the other thing is, he says, China. He says, we're beholden to China because they have all of the rare earth minerals. And he said, and that's what you have to have for all of these batteries. And you know, my question is, okay, so you've got all of these batteries. What are you going to do with them when they're depleted? What are we doing with these acres and acres and everything of solar panels? I mean,
right.
How long does the solar panel last?
Right.
And are they biodegradable at all? Are they going to be
in
the dumps?
Can they even go in the dumps? What can we do with them?
Well, you know, the thing about the Congo and the cobalt, when I was talking to Peter Marsh offline yesterday, that was one of my questions, because I'd read about this, that this is such a black eye on humanity. And some of the battery makers, many of the battery makers, are trying to shift from cobalt to something else, because just for this reason, but they haven't done that yet. And you're absolutely right. It's practically slave labor. It's child labor.
That's exactly what they said. Child labor.
No, that's been a well-known fact for years. And
perhaps they need to solve that problem before they move headlong into continuing where they're going with killing jobs.
And he said that there was three things. I just thought about that. He said renewable, affordable, and
biodegradable.
And no, there was something else. You know, with any kind of an energy, and that's the three things that you want to know.
Yeah.
You know, it was affordable, renewable, and
disposable.
Whatever it was, and he says that's the three things, and that's what the natural gas and the oil, you know, provides us for.
It does, but at some point, that's going to run out. So we have
And listening to him, he talks about, you know, millions and millions of you know, the oil fields.
Yeah.
It's going to be a while before we run out.
It's going to be a while, but to start planning on it now. So, anyway, thank you so much for your phone call.
Okay. All right. Have a great day.
You bet.
Bye.
John Kerry said, who is the czar now, in between
flights. See, every time I hear that name, that just...
I know.
I just want to just...
But what he said was 90% of global warming, you know, if you're looking at it, if it's man-caused, which I think mankind has some part of it, but I'm not sure it's everything everybody's saying. He said, even if we went to zero tomorrow, 90% of this pollution is coming from the rest of the world. 90%. So this is a question that people have to ask themselves. Are we willing to tank our parts of our economy, parts of our GDP, knowing that if we went to zero tomorrow, that it would still be going on? And, you know, I said, well, that's the importance of getting other nations to sign on. Okay, well, that's fine. But why should our nation suffer in jobs and taxes and all of these other things if it's only 10%, and if we went to zero tomorrow, it would make no difference? That's what it's got to be. That's the question you ask yourself.
I think, you know, we can take a lesson from the problem we face right now and have for a long time is the people that we have elected. I say that advisedly, but the people that are in control, that are making the decisions, are unacquainted with the rest of the world. They come from their little burgs. They don't know anything about the rest of the United States.
Right.
We found this when all the decisions were being made in the timber industry, as an example, when they were shutting off all the forest industry in the state of California and the West Coast. And Wally Herger's office brought teams of these congressmen from all over the United States into the area, into the Shasta Trinity Forest.
Mm-hmm.
We set up field trips to take these people out to show them our forests and how the trees were grown and how they were grown on public lands. It was an education process because these people grew up in New York City. They wouldn't know a forest if they ran over it. And so it's an education process, but unfortunately, all the people that are making these decisions back there are making them strictly based this is what the Democrats are telling them to vote. They don't have a clue what the ramifications or anything has to do with any of it. They just vote because that's how they're told to vote.
One of the questions I'm asking Mr. Marsh is this: a forest fire, the car fire, and the paradise fire, the campfire, put more carbon into the air than all the cars in California for 10 years.
There you go.
And yet nothing's being done, or very little is being done, to handle that problem. And when a volcano went off in Greenland, maybe it was Iceland, it put so much carbon into the air, they had to stop flights going that way. So when you look at natural disasters, cows, flatulence, all of these things, before you start taking things away from the common man, the working man and woman here in the United States, you need to take a look at these other things, you know, and say, well, we have no control over these, or we do have control over these.
Well, they do. They could thin the forest. They could thin the forest and manage the forest. We wouldn't have those catastrophic forest fires if they'd put a little bit of money every summer into doing, you know, and Shingletown area is a perfect example of that. They did a remarkable job up in that area.
Great job up there.
Yeah.
Now,
good conversation for another time.
Yeah. Ken Murray has always said if you got rid of every cow on the planet, global warming would go away. I don't know, Ken, if that could be right. Hey, tomorrow, One Safe Place is going to join us. We're going to talk about domestic violence and what's been happening during COVID. It's these lockdowns.
What are the ramifications of lockdown?
Collateral damage like you can't believe. Okay, everybody, have a great day. Be careful
out
there.
Thanks for joining
us. Yeah, we had a good time today. Another grueling 2 hours.
I love it.
The good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? My ground won't be turned.
KCNR, Shasta.